This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Been a minute, man.
Finally back home. Sheesh. Well, you been
it
Holmes?
Feels like we've been out of the
well,
house.
Well, you been before. Holmes?
I've been with you.
Oh, that's right.
We've been working together just at a different time slot. Cool. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. Want to give them the number? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram as well. And if you want to watch ESPN Plus. Man, let's get right to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, as March Madness.
We are now
in it. It started out great on Friday. It continued throughout the weekend. It has not let us down after missing it last year. Upsets galore, new stars, new people we're learning about, top seeds going down. You've got all kinds of controversy. You've got all kinds of heartbreak. And even today it begins. In a couple of minutes, they'll tip off Oregon, Iowa, the National Player of the Year, Luka Garza.
Yeah, second-round draft
pick. Keep it going. We'll see. We'll see with Oregon. So that's that game. We got a bunch of games today. How about this matchup, Abilene Christian and UCLA? These are two seeds that are double-figure seeds, right? And that's been the story of the tournament so far. Double-digit seeds so far. We'll take up at the very least because of this game, because of the game I was telling you about, 5 o'clock, Abilene Christian and UCLA. So one of them is going to move on. So there's another double-digit seed we'll add to it. So you'll have at least a quarter of the Sweet 16 will be double-digit seeds. It's the third time in tournament history with at least 14 double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16. Let's just watch and enjoy it. For the most part, but the storylines, the Cinderellas, but maybe some of them that aren't quite Cinderellas. And what we say, we're going to learn a lot about people we've never heard about.
Exactly.
We're going to get to know them really well, and we're already starting to do that, Bart.
And that's what we missed, right? We missed these Cinderellas. Who knew we would have so many? But, you see Florida go down. You see the emergence of some of these young stars. And, you want to see how far one of these Cinderellas can take it. Can they take it to the Final Four? Can they take it to the national championship game?
We've been
game?
Seeing that. Yeah, we've
right.
been seeing
and,
it.
And what you're seeing is these mid-majors, these smaller schools are unafraid. And you're starting to see the great difference that no matter what school you go to, the difference may be depth. But if you got good guard play, you got a damn chance. Mm-hmm. So you see the good guard play, and I'm saying that to Oral Roberts, right? You talk about the excitement that's coming out of there. Of course, Sister Jean's back again, hogging all the spotlight, taking everything off off the team. Want to talk about her prayer? Want to be all up in the cameras? She up there like P. Diddy. I'm waiting for the anti school
no,
to come up there.
Not.
If you want your mascot all up in your videos, all up on stage, then come to Death Row. Right? So that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm looking for somebody to come out and say, you know what? Listen, I'm calling T.D. Jakes right now and say, go rock with the school from Chicago. Go ahead and let's see. Let's go prayer for prayer. Let's go T.D. Jakes versus Sister Jean.
Man, you're crazy. I mean, you mentioned Oral Roberts, Max Amos, or Amos.
Amos.
I don't think you
pronounce
the B, right?
I'm going to just call him Amos Cookies. I'm just going to go, listen, man, I told you about black people with these crazy names you can't pronounce, man. If we can't pronounce it, you need to change it.
Well, that's all right. I'll figure out how to pronounce it because this guy shoots from downtown, and we love shooting and what he's done for Oral Roberts again as they move on. They beat Florida, as you mentioned. How about Syracuse as an 11 seed? Jim Boeheim and his son,
the
Buddy Buckets.
Two-man zone, man. How about
that, man? Beating West Virginia?
Did he break the myth? Right, because usually we used to coach a son sucking. How did this dude get a scholarship? Right, we talk about Doc Rivers' son. Right, he on the Clippers not because he good, only because he is coach's son, and then he had to fire his son because daddy ball. Right, we see daddy ball, but let me tell you what, Scott Boeheim, whatever. That boy can ball. he making it rain. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like every time, it's amazing how Boeheim can always find a way to upset teams because they never see that two-man zone. People think I'm just going to shoot over it. These guys aren't efficient like that. And like it's the weirdest thing ever because you never see it. It's almost like going against Army or Navy, right? It's like dangerous or Georgia Tech. You go up against it, you're not used to. You think you prepared for it, but they do it so well.
Remember what what Princeton did to Georgetown where they backdoored him to death all those years yeah. ago? And it's just like, what are they doing? Like, this is James Naismith stuff. We don't see this anymore. Like,
know, that's just it's what not a do. Peace basket up there. What the hell is going on?
But as you mentioned also, another story, but you also talk about, you know, these mid-majors that maybe you're not taking seriously, yep. and you got to watch out because these guys can play too. We're learning that, and we've seen that in the last couple of years, last several years in the NCAA tournament. It's what we missed from last year when we didn't have one. Are these great stories. Loyola, Chicago, as you mentioned, so they beat top seed Illinois. Illinois feeling good about themselves. They thought they had a shot not just to get to the Final Four. They thought that they could win it all, and they are now out after the second round, and it's incredible. And you know what? So you and I were on KJZ, which we've been we were last week. We're going to be again this week. And their main player, one of their top players, Cameron Krutwig. He was a freshman on the team that went to the Final Four a couple of years ago with Loyola, and they were a great story then. We first met Sister Jean back then, but now he's
a grown man now.
He's like Nikola Jokic. Like, he's tremendous, a great passer in the high post. Great quick hands. Like, you look at him, and you think this guy's feet, like, you could kill him in pick and roll. Then you watch him, he's like Dancing Bear out there, like moving his feet, getting steals. Like, he's incredible, and he's a great personality. But he told us something this morning when we had him on the show, Bart, that I'm telling you, you're a top seed in this tournament. You be very careful. Because you mentioned it. It was a great question you said. Because you have the small school plays the in-state school, right? So it was like Illinois, Chicago versus Illinois.
Every state they get.
Yeah, and it's almost like they didn't take him seriously, and that's literally what Krutwig told us. Take a listen to what he explained about the feeling he had before that game.
I felt that we kind of felt maybe that they were trying to big time us a little bit. It is what it is. That just kind of fueled our fire a little bit. The thing is I think I saw this on Twitter or something, but someone tweeted out and was saying, you know, when the smaller mid-major school plays the in-state state school, there's always a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because, you know, that school never recruited them. You know, we've got a lot of guys from Illinois on our team. Yeah, no, I never got an offer from Illinois. Lucas never, you know, all the guys from Illinois never even really got looked at by Illinois. So, you know, you definitely carry a little bit of a chip on your shoulder with that for sure. Just knowing that, you know, hey, they never recruited me, and now I'm here. I get to play them. You know, you always carry that little bit of an edge about yourself, especially in an in-state game like you mentioned.
And they got to play him, and so they got to beat him.
So peek behind the curtain, right? You know, mm-hmm. You guys come to me usually for football, peek behind the curtains, right? But, you know, I asked him that simply because I was there when SIUC, coached by Bruce Weber, went to the Elite Eight 2 years in a row. And understand, like, in Illinois, I used to say Illinois because it had an S on it. I had to figure out you don't pronounce the S. And I'm like, that's not grammatically correct. But that's a whole other thing, right? All like. Right. We have major parties throughout the year at each other's school. So, like, U of I has the Cotton Club or something like that. We have the Players Ball. So, like, we go to each other's school, which is usually about 5 hours away, an hour away, but we party at each other's schools, and they look down on us, right? They look down on us like they're better than us,
yeah,
right?
So, when we go against them. I'm a blue chipper. Who are you?
Yeah, right. Exactly, right? Because, yeah. You know what I'm saying, some of these guys are late bloomers. But also, when you look at, you know, Loyola, you talk about how he's a senior. He was on the first team, right? They have experience. You have grown men going against guys that don't know how to play when it gets hot, right? And what happens is when you go against a team that you overlook, by the time you figure out that they're just as good as you are, it's too late. And he mm-hmm. talked about every time they kept switching on the pick and roll, leaving him space. How many baby hooks? How many baby hooks? He's like, again? How many baby hooks I got to hit in your damn face?
He said it probably got boring, but I don't care. Boring.
Same play.
It ain't
same
boring
play.
To win.
And that's yeah, what, no, when you no, arrogant no when you it. Arrogant like that, yeah. When you arrogant like that, you think you can just go do the whole same thing. I'm going to throw the old Terminator. If you can hit you, you can rename it. He's like, okay, I'll take it. What, 18-foot jump shot? Bada bing, bada boom, and now we got a star. A star is born.
So we got six games today. Again, you've got some terrific ones in Oregon, Iowa underway here in just a couple of minutes. But you know, the NCAA wasn't obviously the only headline news from the weekend in the world of sports. And in fact, a story that Sarah Barship just posted on ESPN.com a little bit over an hour ago. Right now, in Houston. Bart, three more lawsuits alleging sexual assault and inappropriate conduct were filed against Deshaun Watson on Monday, early this morning. One that alleges Houston Texans quarterback sexually assaulted a woman this month. So the attorney that's representing the women, Tony Busby, has filed 10 lawsuits against Watson since last week. 10.
So
it just continues to build up. Let's hear from Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL insider, on really what's next for Deshaun and the NFL.
The NFL will conduct a pretty standard investigation, which means that they get all the appropriate materials they can, which means they'll get a hold of the complaints that are filed in the court system, and they'll attempt to start doing some interviews at some point with the parties involved. The Texans are going to monitor the situation and probably let the league take the lead on that. And teams that have been interested in trading for Deshaun Watson, they were told no and had the door shut on them anyways, because new GM Nick Caserio has made clear he's not moving them, at least right now. So there's really nothing for teams to do other than sort of monitor the situation from afar.
Bart, if you're the Jets, if you're the Dolphins, those are teams right now that have the 2 pick overall, the 3 pick overall. Obviously, situation like this puts everything in a complete pause.
Yeah.
But does it change now your thinking? All right, well, we can't. This process has to play out. It's obviously alarming. Yeah. It's obviously something now that would have everyone saying, wait a second, we're about to give up. We were about to give up all this stuff for this player.
Yeah.
You can't do that now, and it really does change your business. You know, the Texans have to deal with this. Deshaun has to deal with this. The NFL has to deal with this. But the Jets and the Dolphins don't have to, and they've now maybe have to take a completely different approach to their draft coming up.
Well, at first you were going to use Deshaun Watson against – Russell Wilson, right, his leverage. Like, well, listen, I would like to have Deshaun Watson because he's the cheaper, younger player. But, you know, if I have to take Russell Wilson, then you could pit him against each other. But now, at this point, you know, if he's found guilty, you have to play the process out. You know, you got to really be confident with ownership and that you can do your due diligence and go behind, because you're kind of taking a leap of faith, right? Because we don't expect it to be a judgment or ruling before, you know, free agency in the next month. So if I'm doing that, if I'm a general manager, my trades and what I'm offering the Texans are going to be conditional. It's going to be contingent on something like that. I'm not about to give you 3 first-round draft picks or 2 first-round draft picks, and, you know, I'm not protected that, you know, if something happens where he never gets on the field and can't play. Because if he's found guilty of what he's accused of, then that's disgusting, and he doesn't deserve the right to play in the NFL, right? So if that's the case. So, you know, you have to do your due diligence as an organization, but also I think that the compensation has just lowered as well.
Right, but that's a conversation for another time. Right now with what, you know, again, Joe Douglas and the place that he is with the Jets, that number 2 pick could be a franchise quarterback. It could be the next star quarterback. We have no idea.
Could,
you know, we don't know. There's a lot of excitement about Zach Wilson and the other guys as well. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, number one. That's the one, of course, everybody believes is the can't miss. But after that, at 2, are you sticking with Sam Darnold and trading out of that pick? And then you can live with that. Can you live with that plan of saying down the road? Because this could be everything we judge Joe Douglas on going forward, right? Like, this is – he's made some nice moves. But this is the one he'll be judged on. And with this pick right here, you could have argued, well, if you trade that pick and you get a Deshaun, or maybe you get a Russell Wilson, who knows, like using that on draft day, okay, that's a good get. But now this kind of changes everything for the Jets. And now it almost makes that decision even harder, because you'd have to be convinced that Sam is, and his, you know, what he is or what you think he could be, is a better play than moving on from Sam and getting whether it's Zach Wilson or one of the other quarterbacks in the draft at 2.
That's why I keep saying, man, kick the can down the road, right? Because it gives yourself more options. You do not want to paint yourself into a corner by trading draft picks or taking Zach Wilson and figuring out 3 years from now that he's not the player that you need. Now you waste Corey Davis. You waste the fact that you got Carl Lawson right now. You got young players that, you know, you want to win and be able to compete for the playoffs. At the latest next year. You hope that you can get in this year, like Miami made that jump, but, you know, you're hoping, okay, well, at worst case scenario, I'm getting back next year. You know, so you paint yourself in a corner by giving up draft picks, and because once you get Zach Wilson, you can't then next year say, I want to get the next guy, right? But if you kick the can down the road, you can say, okay, I still – because if Deshaun Watson, that whole situation kind of gets a pause, Russell Wilson ain't going nowhere, not at $32 million cap hit. That ain't going nowhere. So right. Why don't you just kick the can down the road, see what Sam got. Give Sam a legitimate chance. It's going to be somebody next year that's the next big quarterback, and you're going to have three draft picks, first-round draft picks, to offer for anybody to move up to that number one spot. Who's to say that the number one spot isn't the Bengals all over again? Who's to say the number one spot isn't the Jacksonville Jaguars all over again? Most teams have their franchise quarterbacks other than a few. So the odds that somebody's going to be at number one that has a franchise quarterback or their franchise quarterback, you can convince to say, hey, I'll give you three first-round draft picks to move up to that spot next year to get that guy, right? It's always a guy, right? Every year, it's at least one guy. You can get that guy next year, or you can get Deshaun Watson next year, or you can get Russell Wilson next year, or for some crazy reason, some alternate universe Spider-Man, maybe, just maybe, Sam Darnold can play football. And if that happens, oh, my goodness. Now you have your franchise quarterback, and you have three first-round draft picks to load up on the draft the following year. So I'm going to say, hey, give me option number D, which is all the above, where I have multiple scenarios to be able to have flexibility to make different moves other than paint myself in a corner and having to get this one right when it's like finding a needle in a haystack. Listen, Trevor Lawrence is one thing. He has a body of work. I am not getting some kid that played in BYU that thinks he's Jim McMahon, you know, out in BYU, some gunslinger with bad hand and a bad shoulder, and risk my career on that when I got the option to be able to punt down the road and give myself another opportunity to evaluate everything.
Always go with option number D. Everybody.
Exactly. A, B, C, D. That's how I got through college.
D. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Abracadabra, right?
Let's take Jason in Seattle. He has a trade scenario with the Seahawks and the Jets.
Let's hear this.
Yeah, so it's more of a three-team trade between Seattle, Chicago, and the Jets. And it was something Tannenbaum was touching on Greeny. But basically, Chicago sends their early second-round pick to the Jets, and the Jets send back or send Sam Darnold to Chicago.
Then the Jets take their late first-round pick.
That was originally Seattle's anyways for that Jamal Adams trade.
Right.
That early second-round pick from Chicago, and then the Jets' next year's first-round pick to Seattle. And in that case, the Jets can still get their quarterback of the future. And
who's the quarterback, Russell Wilson?
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm still trying to figure out how I fit in the scenario with Seattle.
You kind of lost me there.
What do you guys think about that? Let's take the gray out.
You're saying Russell Wilson. Let's not talk about the compensation. Russell Wilson to the Jets, Sam Darnold to Chicago, and what the hell does Seattle get back to play quarterback with?
Picks. Oh, quarterback. Yeah,
so that's where I think the way that I was actually picturing it was somehow Sam Darnold going to Seattle and Chicago sending that late second-round pick to the Jets. And
what does Chicago get?
Yeah, I'm lost because Chicago would then have to get the Jets' two pick, wouldn't they?
Yeah, like, so they can draft
valuable.
Their quarterback. Yeah.
If I'm Seattle, I'd kind of rather have that pick, too. Tell you what, Jason, let's reset on that one.
Yeah, I don't know if we need three
Jason
teams.
Jason got lost in his own thinking. I believe that's what happened.
Like, who's
he
on
got
first,
lost
who's on
in
third.
His own thinking. Yeah, no, there's certainly no doubt about that. You know, Zach Wilson's pro day later this week. We'll probably have a better feel, although I don't know how much
he's gonna
I'm
look great,
into
but,
pro
but,
days.
But listen, how much better is he going to look than what Trey Lance looked? Right? Trey Lance is bigger, stronger, faster, stronger
day.
Arm. Right? It's pro day. Like, come on, man. Stop
it's pro
it.
Day.
Kill
but,
me, baby.
But still, that's what we'll have.
Well, I'm excited.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. So how about this? So we talked to Woj this morning as well. We saw that LeBron James injury, the high ankle sprain.
Yeah, man.
I never
heard him scream like that, man.
We are not used to seeing LeBron go down like that and then limp the way he did. But then you think about it, they already are without Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened this weekend, man. They're already without Anthony Davis. Now they could be out without LeBron James for an extended period of time. In fact, how long? Here's what Woj said.
They're still evaluating the ankle now, but I'm told the Lakers are preparing for what is really typically the normal recovery time for that kind of high ankle sprain, and that's 3 weeks to a month. That there's a sense that it probably is not going to be really less than that. And so LeBron
Woj, 3 weeks to a month? Wow.
Yeah, that's what they're preparing for right now. They're still evaluating it, I'm told, but listen, James has shown a tremendous ability to come back from injury. He's had a lot of ankle sprains in his career, and he's never missed more than a couple, few games, but this is different. You guys know a high ankle sprain is a different kind of injury. And so the Lakers are preparing for the fact, you know, that he's going to be out, that they're going to measure this in weeks and not days. And obviously coupled with Anthony Davis's calf injury, you know, this is a really problematic stretch for a Laker team, you know, that really is going to and does struggle without having those two stars on the floor.
Think about it, Bart. So 3 weeks to a month would take you to the end of the end of April.
Yeah.
And remember, this season started later, so the end of the season, the end of the regular season would be the second week of May. But still, so he's still technically coming back. You still have a couple of weeks before the end of the season, but where will they be? Right now in the standings, they are third in the West. They've just lost two now in a row since the injury, 28-15. And the Clippers right behind them, a game back. The Nuggets, a game and a half, or I should say 2.5 games back. Blazers and Nuggets, 2.5 games back.
Yeah, they could be in seventh in no time.
And they could be in the 7-10. Like, if things fall apart for them with these two players out, because there's no, there'll be a reevaluation of Anthony Davis, according to Dave McMenamin. So who knows? But the Lakers right now, now watch that. Now, with that in mind, at 888-SAY-ESPN and also at Barton on Twitter and Instagram, who then becomes your favorite? Not just for MVP, because I do think Joel Embiid was leading the way before his injury. Of course, now who's the next guy up for the MVP if LeBron doesn't finish the season and Embiid can't finish the season the way he was playing? But on top of it is the Lakers were always the odds-on favorite to win the championship.
Yeah.
Is there a new one now? Who does this open the door for, in your opinion?
Ooh. Well, you want to ask? I thought it was a tease. I thought it was a damn tease. Well,
it is a tease, but I thought maybe you'd give me an answer real quick, and then we can react to it.
Well, you know, for me, it's definitely just in Western Conference. I think the Clippers vault up to the top. So I think the Clippers,
not the Jazz. The Jazz are in first place.
I don't believe in the Jazz. I don't believe them in a big spot. I don't think they'll win.
Donovan Mitchell hears you say that.
Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a. Like, come on, man. Like, I just don't believe in it. I think that the Clippers are quietly just going about their business, doing their due diligence, figuring things out, and they don't have any pressure on them because nobody's believing in them. Nobody's saying, oh, man,
I don't believe
watch
in them.
Out.
Exactly. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in the Clippers. I have reason to.
And that's when teams without pressure surprise you the most, when they playing loose. And I feel like they're playing loose without a lot of pressure. And I'm not going to call them Pandemic P, but, you know what I'm saying, cornroll Kawhi Jr., it don't mean that you got to get the same hairstyle as him, man. Yeah, I mean, I understand imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but man, get your own style, Project P.
You ready with your DraftKings read?
Oh, snap.
Oh.
You caught me slipping, man.
Yeah. You get yourself ready for that. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to be part. Like, who would it be now if LeBron and the Lakers are no longer going to be that favorite with the injury issues that they have going on right now? Who is next? Would it be the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, who added a player yesterday who did something he hasn't done in over a year that everybody now is talking about? Could it be the Nets? Are they that team? All right, all of that is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. I'm stalling for you, Bart.
Yeah, I'm trying as best I can. John, yes. Where you put it? John, help me. Help me.
I will help you. I'll start it. When you find it, you jump in, all right?
All right, cool.
Okay, so coming up again with your calls, and who would be the next NBA favorite to win the championship with all these injuries happening? So this weekend's UFC 260 is sure to be a can't-miss event. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a shot at huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick 6 fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more.
Footprints, man.
You find it? I got you.
Man, I got Home Depot, bro.
There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about basketball and hockey, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the week. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now.
Dang,
at least you can help me here. Use promo code
BART.
That's right. To get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code
Bart.
Don't. To get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. We'll get your calls back after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Uh-oh. And LeBron is hurt.
He stepped on the back of his leg.
Oh, LeBron is writhing in pain on the ground. This is not good.
LeBron's a very motivated person. If he goes out and misses an extended period of time here, well, that would remove him from the MVP conversation.
If he's healthy and they're one of the top eight teams in the conference, you got a great shot at going to the NBA finals.
Oh, man. We got sad music on for LeBrick. Tell you what, that kid, number 18, I don't even know his name, Hilly Hill or whatever his name is from Atlanta, he better watch out for the LeBricks. The Bronny's going to come after him.
Yeah, Rich Paul represented him. He's not going to represent him anymore. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. As you heard there, LeBron James injury and now the impact of it. Woj told us this morning that he sees it, from what he's hearing, 3 weeks to a month that LeBron could miss time, and how that sets up the Lakers, or how it actually works against the Lakers. And that's the question now, is who would be then the next favorite? Who would be even the next MVP candidate that you would say next man up? Because two of them right now, with Joel Embiid and now LeBron James, both of them injured, could it be James Harden of the Brooklyn Nets? Could it be? I mean, they've won 15 of the last 17 games, man.
Yeah,
I mean, without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant hasn't played in forever, and it doesn't seem to matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. Want to grab a call with you, man?
Please, let's do it.
Let's do that. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's first go to, let's see. Let's go to Gabe. Let's go to Ed. We'll get to you, Gabe, I promise. Ed in Northern Michigan. Ed.
Hello?
What's up? Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, so I was just listening to you guys. I heard Bart say he's talking about the Clippers because he doesn't trust Utah. You know what? All I can say to you, Bart, is I love you, brother, but Denver asked, what about the Clippers? What did you have to say about the Clippers? Because last time I looked, they got janked in the playoffs last year.
Yeah,
They've done nothing or showed me nothing to say that they're anything. So – as far as the Western Conference says, to quote this great football player that I used to love when he was playing, can't wait.
I'm dead to you. I'm dead to you. I'm from Michigan, too. I'm from the Mint with you, baby. I'm just trying to say that this is different. You're not in a bubble. I don't think Paul George is going to be depressed. Pandemic Pete ain't going to be out there stressed out because he can't talk to anybody or see anybody. And we saw who else choked in the bubble, too. It was Utah. So I think you know, Denver's not playing like they used to play. But they lost.
They lost in seven games.
But they lost. Well, I mean, they lost.
It wasn't a chug. It was a great series.
Yeah, but they should have won it. You know what I'm saying? This is basically the same team back, I understand. And I know that Denver hasn't really yet got their stride. They haven't played like they played in the bubble. They're starting to catch some momentum. And Jokic would be that other guy that you're saying as an MVP. But for me, I would say that, listen, no expectations, no pressure. Tyronn Lue got them playing better defensively. I will hope they would be able to figure out the pick and roll this time, to be able to figure out how they're going to defend the pick and roll, where it looked like Doc had no answers for it. I think Sugar Lue going to have something for that.
I just feel like that team, there's something going on with that group.
But you don't hear nothing from them. That's what I'm saying. That's scary.
They play great. The next game, they're a mess. Like, it's just
– nobody want to see them, I tell you that.
They're a little too emo, and you could argue that their best player isn't really a leader in Kawhi. Like, it's just not who he is. He's just plays.
You must have lost your damn mind.
You love that laugh. I'm just saying, like when you think about it, you can really have a point,
though, but nothing should surprise you because you know the talent is there. Is Gabe still there? Damn, Gabe left.
No, we let Gabe go. But let me – wait, he's still
– damn, Gabe. Right.
Oh, no, that's right. No, but Gabe I said we'll get back to because that's a longer conversation for a little bit later on because we don't have a lot of time.
Hold
to
on, Gabe.
That.
What he wants
to talk about, I have something to say about that too, so we'll get there. But, all right, so just quickly here about the Nets – They have won. Think it's amazing to think 15 of their last 17 games.
Yeah,
they are now number two in the East and climbing. You know, the Sixers keep winning, and last night I got a problem with that, but we'll discuss.
Yeah, they keep beating.
But
the
Blake Griffin now adds to this team. Limited minutes. I don't know what kind of impact he can have, but we'll see.
2 points.
Kevin Durant's missed. What is it? 18 of the last 19 games.
Who comes back? Anthony Davis or KD?
Well, if you're KD, let me ask. But I'm going to ask it this way: if you're the Nets, would you just keep KD on ice until you need him, which is essentially break glass in emergency? You only need him in May when the playoffs begin.
I would not. And the reason I would not is because you're going to have chemistry. You're going to have to learn how to be put in some situations. What we see all the time, we see James Harden after the game before he goes to do his interview talking to DeAndre Jordan about something that they had a miscommunication with on a pick and roll, right? So it's all those little things, situational basketball, that they got to try to iron out the details, figure out who's going to score certain situations, have some plays, have some variations off of plays, put some stuff on film so people can see how they do certain situations and then do the exact opposite when they get in certain other situations. You know what I'm saying? It's about putting positive film out there and being able to play together, get some continuity. You're going to need at least about 2-3 weeks of that at least before you get to the postseason.
So you don't worry about it till the end of April. You play a couple of regular season games and you go right in. But make sure he's 100%. Why not? I mean, it's just where the Nets are right now. It's almost like it's weird to say. It's almost like they don't need Kevin Durant. Which is that's the craziest thing to say. But how much better can they be? It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're brought to you by My Computer Career. Training for a better life. Coming up a little more on the college basketball scene. A name, like we say, when the tournament begins, is always that name you've never heard of. And then that name suddenly becomes a name. You get to know this player well. And in fact, this player's game might be one that you could see in the NBA. And nobody was saying this about that player before this. We'll discuss. But first, Bart, you ready with some HelloFresh?
I'm doing. Would this player get drafted between the National Basketball Player of the Year? He's going to go before the dude from Iowa. But that's not the point. What I want to tell you guys about is hit the refresh button on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of this new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes and high-quality ingredients picked at their peak for their ripeness. They offer more than 25 recipes each week, all designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use my promo code BART12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping for a limited time only. That's HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use the code BART12 for 12 free meals. Back after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Man, the tournament started hot and it just stayed hot. And that, to me, is what's made this so much fun, and we realize how much we missed it. March Madness beginning, actually continuing today as well as we are setting up for the Sweet 16. And you heard there, Oral Roberts, one of the great stories in the tournament so far, as they advance. It is.
Where's that at? Oklahoma.
Oral Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, baby. Oklahoma.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
No.
Is the way you put it.
I did
all right,
my research
fine.
Early.
Well, good for you. people have to understand that Bart and I have been up since 3 a.m.
For real.
But you know what? Today is definitely a day for doing, right? And Oral Roberts, Max,
Mimosas.
It's got a B in it, but you're not supposed to pronounce the B. Regardless, you will learn his name because Super Max, yeah, I said it.
Yeah, Super
got it
Max.
Done.
Ooh,
he gets it done, and now he's becoming that name that you have to know. You have to know this player. And what does he remind you of? This is a guy that can shoot unlimited range. He's letting you know, when I get to the logo, you better be on me because I'm going to put that shot up. Shooting, I mean, the way he shoots the basketball, 43% from downtown, 90% from the line. He's 6'1", 165 pounds. So you think of players like Steph Curry at Davidson, Ja Morant. You remember, the tournament he had, and it got everybody paying attention and saying, wait a minute, is this another player who you look at and you say, he might be undersized, he might have been at a mid-major, maybe no one was giving him a lot of credit because they worry about the size, but now that you watch, you're going to tell me the NBA scouts aren't watching this guy, knowing where the league is headed, Bart, and they don't say, is he somebody that I would take in the first round, if not the top 15?
Yeah, I think you have to ask yourself some questions. One, can he ball handle? Two, can he defend, right? Because you know, like, these little guys like Steph Curry and, like, Kyrie Irving gets picked on going through the traffic and stuff like that. And it's funny, man. Like, you name all those guys. I wasn't even watching when Steph was in. I watched him. It was a cute story, but I wasn't paying attention like that. You know what I mean? But the one I did pay attention to was that little bow-legged tailback that's on the Boston Celtics. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you talk about you know, something like Carson Edwards.
Carson
Edwards, man, bro. I was like, man, who got the little tailback out there? You know, jacking up threes, yeah, man. He was exciting to watch, man. He was just pulling up, coming off 3, 4, 5 screens, rolling around, just jacking up like, yo, man, your muscles. It's too big to be coming around there, man. That's
why
I remember.
Have to talk about him being bow-legged, though. Like, that's how you.
Yo, that
remember?
Dude bow-legged. He really. I know they list him at 5'11". That dude like 6'2". If he ever straighten his legs or get the braces on, all he needed some Busta Brown shoes with the hard bottoms, and he'll straighten back up.
You're saying Busta Brown shoes now, aren't you? Of course you are, man. Well, anyways, Oral Roberts, Max A. Smith, getting it done. That is brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. You know, meanwhile, with Oral Roberts, here's the cool thing about advancing. You go into, now they're in the bubble situation. See, if you weren't, you know, you play in the one regional. If you win it, you know, you can go home, you know, and get. So Paul Mills of Oral Roberts, he was happy about advancing, but he actually talked about how he now gets to spend his off day doing laundry, mm-hmm. which is, you know, think about that. Because you only bring so much with you into the bubble.
No. He's a front runner. He didn't believe in his team just as much as we did. He's as surprised as we are.
Jinx it. I would have
took one outfit for every day. I would be leading up to my better outfits. I'm gonna kill him with this one. I'm gonna kill him with this one when we're in the Final Four. I'm gonna kill him with this one. Now if he go to the Final Four, he gotta ask his wife or his girlfriend to send him a damn suit.
He just has to do some laundry. No one's wearing suits. Casual.
That's
on the
right.
sideline.
No, but if you go to Final Four, you're going to suit it up, baby.
You think
you know
so?
What I'm saying?
You're going to clean it up by the time you get to the Final Four?
Who's the drunk dude?
Don't ask me a question with 10 seconds to go. We got to talk to Kimberly Martin next. Want to get some football?
Kmart.
Let's do that next.
Let's
Barton
get some
Hahn. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.